In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the first Sunday of Tanda, and in it we read from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 2, verse 13 through 23. And in it we read about the Lord's escape from the face of Herod. We also read in it the killing of all the children of Bethlehem and the surrounding districts. And then we also read that He, the Lord, the Holy Family, escaped from Palestine into Egypt. And then He was called back from Egypt back into Nazareth. I'd like to bring to your attention just one phrase in today's Gospel and in the past few Gospels since the Nativity of the Lord. It says, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. We see this in about 5 or 6 references here. But while he thought about these things, Matthew 1:20, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife. Matthew 2:12, then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. The Magi. Matthew 2:13. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother, and flee to Egypt. Matthew 2:19. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him, to Joseph, in a dream, in Egypt. Matthew 2:22 also. But when he, Joseph, heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea instead of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there, and being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside into the region of Galilee. Briefly, just 2 points this morning to contemplate on in this Gospel. The first thing is, whenever we hear a Gospel like that, and whenever we hear these words, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him, and he did what they said, and the Lord came to him through the dream and told him this and this and this, we have to remember that whatever path we take in our life, whatever path we choose, the safest place is where God leads us. You see, there are two types of people. There are people that are led by God, and they look for the signs from God through their prayers, through the peace that God gives in the heart, through the door test. If a door is open for you, that means God has given you the way or shown you the way to go. Those are that one type of person. The other type of person is a person who goes where he wants to go, thinks what he wants to think, and does what he wants to do. No matter what the signs are, no matter what opinion that God has for him. And we see this in Solomon, in the book of Proverbs. He says, there is a way that seems right to man, but its end leads to what? Death. Very good. Death. There is a way that seems right to a man. A lot of times we think to ourselves, this is right. This feels good. This looks good. This sounds good. Everything is going according to my plan. Never once did I ask the Lord. Never once did I take the blessing of my father or my mother. Never once did I take the opinion of my spiritual father. Never once did I consult the Bible. Never once did I learn from the stories of the saints or from the examples in the Bible. This way seems good. But it says, there is a way that seems good to man, but its end leads to death. Its end leads to death. So we have to remember, let us be open to the guidance of the Lord. If Joseph, Saint Joseph the carpenter, was not a humble man, was not a man who was looking for guidance, the Lord would not have sent him the angel 5-6 times to show him the way. You see, we have to be prepared to accept God. We have to be We have to have an open mind and an open heart for God to work through us. God is very gentle and very kind, and He won't force any of us to do His will. So we have to be open to that. We have to be like Joseph, Saint Joseph, the carpenter, who was a very humble man. And if you notice in the Gospel, he said nothing. He said nothing at all. He did not. All we know about him is that as soon as he was told by God something through an angel, through a dream, he did it right away. He did it. Not one word was spoken. Not one objection. And he was an old man to go and to listen to God and say to him, wait a minute, this is the Savior of the world, right? Right, Lord? Why can't you invisibly hide me, the Virgin Mary, and your child, your son, your only begotten son? Why do I have to go all the way to Egypt? I'm an old man. You see? But he didn't do that. God said it, I'm going to do it. That's it. That's the first point we could learn from this morning's Gospel. The second point is that anyone who is led by God will always experience trouble. Everyone who is led by God will always experience trouble in their life. Look at the wise men. They were troubled by Herod, so they had to go another way, a long way around to get back to their homes. The Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph, they're running for their lives. The Mother of God, running for her life. The children of Bethlehem, killed innocent children, 144,000 of them. Trouble, always trouble. And of course, the Lord Himself. He fled. He fled from the face of Herod. The King of Kings, the King of Glory, fled from an earthly king. Oh, what great humility. Oh, what great wisdom. Oh, what great patience. Oh, what great love that God has for His little creature. Imagine, it's like you and me running away from an ant. A little ant. It's like a millimeter or two. And you see it coming down the aisle here, and you run away from it. Easily, you can just take your foot and stomp on it, and it's gone. But the Lord of Glory, He ran away from an ant. King Herod, the evil one. So this should remind us that we will have trouble when we follow the Lord. And in the face of evil, we should run away. And this message is especially for those who are young. Those of you who are still in high school or grammar school or middle school. Sometimes we see things in front of us that are evil. And we think we can handle it. The Lord could have handled Herod very easily. He could have just snapped his fingers. He could have waved his hand. He could have just said a word. He would have been dead. But He chose not to. So this should be a lesson for you and me. There's something evil. There's some temptation. Don't think that we can overcome it. We're not strong. We are weak. Look at Saint Anthony the Great. Saint Anthony the Great. Saint Anthony. We call him the star of the desert, the athlete, the pillar of monasticism. What did he do in front of the temptation of the devil when the devil sprinkled some gold and silver in front of his way? He picked up his gravilla and he started running. And he could just stay there and start praying like he did always. He said, no, I'm going to run. This is a trick from the devil. The second he recognized it, he ran away. So if you recognize that the devil is trying to get you to fall into sin, tempt you in any way, shape, or form, take the example of our good Savior. And turn your back and run away as quick as you possibly can. Pick up your galabeya or your pants or whatever it is and run. Run away. Run away from the evil. Today's gospel is a simple one, but it has such deep meaning in our life. Practical issues. How we live our Christianity daily. Some things we just can't handle. If you come to move your bathtub, you're remodeling, and your bathtub needs to be moved. You're going to move it alone? No, you can't. You can't carry. It's too heavy. You need to go and let somebody else take care of it. So you need to leave and let God take care of the temptation. Give your back to it and run away. Run away from it. This is the lesson for this morning. We have to be led by God, and we have to expect trouble when we are led by God. And we have to run away from the evil in our life. May God grant us the strength of relying on God's strength and wisdom, even if it means for us hardships in our life. And glory be to God forever. Amen.